Remember that American equity partner deal that caused such a stink recently? Well, SA Rugby will now hold a governance review sparked by some serious stakeholder concerns concerning that proposed equity deal. Today, you are going to get a front row seat as I break it down for you. Let's dive deep into those hot waters. SA Rugby has now commissioned an independent audit to look into all the governance aspects of the deal. So I think we'll all agree that the proposed equity transaction with the ASG Group didn't quite hit the mark. ASG being the Ackerley Sports Group. They were at the head of the American-based consortium that wanted to buy a stake in the Springboks in exchange for a large cash injection. Something that Rian Oberholzer and Saru were very keen to jump into. The transaction failed to get the 75% approval needed from the General Council back in December, but why the sudden review now? The spotlight is on two key issues for me. One, the creation of a company called Win by One Pty Limited, remember that, Win by One, and two, the subdivision of fees tied to the deal's international brokers. Now, you're probably wondering who or what is Win by One Pty Limited, and why all the fuss? Let's break it down. One by One is a company set up as a special purpose vehicle by SA Rugby to handle the transaction if it went through. If this sounds confusing, stay with me, please. Win by One was 100% owned by SA Rugby, set up for when the new commercial entity would be created, if the deal was approved. It's like creating a ready-to-go company that would handle the commercial rights if the deal went through. SA Rugby owned it 100% and their CEO, Oberholzer, was listed as the director. Why? Before you think, hang on, what's going on here? What I can tell you is that it is standard practice to name an accounting officer as the interim director until a full board is in place. To simplify, it was meant to be a South African tax-registered entity, ready to manage all the necessary functions. But the naming and setup have led to some eyebrows being raised. Why? Because, wait for it, you can't make this stuff up, guys. There is another Win by One. Oh yes, you heard that correctly. There is another Win by One. It is a company set up by, are you ready for this? The ASG Group in a different country. No connection to SA Rugby whatsoever, we are told. But this is very confusing. It is also suspicious, let's be honest. Now, let's talk about the money, transactional costs and broker fees specifically. SA Rugby allocated up to 15% of the equity transaction for costs. Of that, 5% was for various professionals and 8% was set aside as what they called a success fee for the brokers if the deal was approved. Spoiler alert, it was not approved. So no success fee has been paid. And just to be clear, all professional fees SA Rugby spent so far, they are footing that bill themselves. No hidden surprises. But get this, there was a negotiation down from 10% to 8% for the broker's success fee. Given all this, SA Rugby has decided to commission an independent audit. This review will look at both the establishment of Win by One and how the fees were structured. This move is all about transparency, they say, to ensure that governance is followed to the letter. The audit is crucial for maintaining trust with stakeholders and fans like you and I, they say. Okay, I agree with that. You and I being the ones, as well as the stakeholders, who care deeply about the integrity of rugby. Now, here's my take on the matter. Because all of what I've just said, I fully appreciate that it could be very confusing. And you might be listening to this, watching this, thinking, Pete, I'm hearing what you're saying, but I don't quite get it. Let me try and break it down for you and simplify it. And I'll give you what I think is going on and what should be going on. Number one, I firmly believe that a private equity partner is the way to go. Rugby is in financial trouble outside of the international game. We've seen in England, for example, how some of their clubs have gone bankrupt and even out of existence. Now, you might say to me, Pete, there are clubs in South Africa that no longer exist. But you must remember that there is a difference. Remember, we have the school system. From there, you can go to club rugby. From there, you can go to provincial rugby, usually first with the under 21s and then into the senior setup. And then from provincial to franchise. And then from franchise, you would move on to an international club or franchise. The international teams are generally just clubs. So, for example, in England and France, they are clubs. Those are the best teams in the country are club teams. Now, can you imagine if that was the case in South Africa? Villagers versus police. That might be the big Currie Cup derby. Okay. Obviously, that's not how it works. We always had a provincial system like New Zealand. Ireland have got a bit of a franchise system as well. So do the Welsh, although they call them regions. But you get the point. So what I'm saying is that if a South African club went out of business, it's not as tragic as it would be for the local community. In terms of the commercial aspect, it's not quite the crisis as an English or a French club going out of business. If a French club went out of business, it would be like the Bulls or the Stormers going out of business in South Africa, to give you an idea. Nevertheless, just coming back to what the point was that I was trying to make. Fans, rugby fans globally love the international game, but domestically, the sport does not have the same kind of commercial clout. Having said that, whoever the private investors are, American or otherwise, it has to be a good deal for both parties. There's no doubt in my mind that the ASG deal is a bad one for South African rugby. When the news first broke, I was very much in favor of it. Because, as I've alluded to, I support the idea of private equity investment in rugby. But as we got more details about this, at every step, with every additional bit of information, it just looked worse for us. That's not what we want. And from what we know, it very much came across as an American investor coming in, supplying Saru with a handsome amount of cash up front, which will be great in the short term, obviously. But once we get to the medium and long term, Saru will owe those American investors money. And so where does that leave us? There were also reports about ASG receiving hefty commissions and having anything from 50% to even 100% of the say in this new commercial entity that they would have created to run the commercial aspect of the Springboks, despite only owning 25% of it. Now, in my view, Rian Oberholzer has to be questioned here. As the CEO of Saru, the buck stops with him. And it really does come across as if Saru was so keen on a deal that they were happy to take the first offer that came along. One of the problems is that most Springbok fans, and indeed rugby fans, are not business junkies or business fans or enthusiasts. We love rugby, but we don't have the same zeal when it comes to interest and passion for business. Now, obviously, some of us like business. Some of us are entrepreneurs. Some of us are very interested in what's going on, especially those of us who might be accountants or CEOs, for example, or maybe you're a board member. But I think if you're just an ordinary member of the public, working a regular job, and you love watching rugby on weekends, for example, and of course watching front row rugby in between, you probably are not overly interested in business, and what goes on there can be very confusing. So it's not just rugby, it's true of any sport, by the way. I mean, how many Manchester City fans truly understand what their Abu Dhabi owners are really up to, for example? And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. I'm not criticizing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm the same. I don't really understand what's going on at boardroom level. I've received the information, I've read through it, I've tried to draw my own conclusions, and I'm sharing with you the way that I see it. And the reason is because you and I, we love sport. We love the action, we love the drama. But if we're honest with ourselves, most of the time, and not all of us, but most of us, I think, are not overly interested necessarily in what's going on at boardroom level. So most of us can only go by what we're seeing at face value and try to formulate an opinion. And for now, I feel we can all safely say that what we're seeing does not look good. Further to that, Oberholzer, by most accounts, didn't have a smooth ride as Saru CEO back in the late 90s and early 2000s, when it was still called Sarfu. My hope was that in the years since, he would have grown in stature and learned from the mistakes made in those years. I remain hopeful for the sake of South African rugby, of course, but just right now, it's not looking too good. It has also since emerged that the likes of Johan Rupert, Marco Masotti, and Patrice Motsepe are looking into the possibility of setting up a consortium to act as an alternative equity partner option for SARU. We don't know the details, but that in itself is quite exciting. But what do you think? Was this deal too complicated from the start? Or are these just growing pains for a sport embracing big business? Let me know in the comments section down below. Guys, just before I go, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. The reason I'm looking for support is I would love to do this full time. But in order to do that, I'm going to need a little bit of funding, and that's where you come in. You can go on over to my Patreon page. The link is in the description area below, and you can sign up. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US, not Namibian. And the reason I'm looking for that is not only so I can do this full time, but I would love to go to Australia in 2027 and provide you with daily content from down under. But again, in order to make that happen, I will need some support, and I would be very, very appreciative if you would sign up as a patron today. And I look forward to your company next time.